T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, much like the Eagles, I enter week 2 of the football season 0-1 in this football season so far, having lost Beat the Hammer last week. Now that's
I like that record. That sounds good, doesn't it, Richie? 0-1?
Well, that's the cynical way of looking at it.
I love it.
Yeah, the positive way of looking at it is the Hammer has a record over the last, you know, 3+ years of 132 wins and 19 losses, which is a staggering level of achievement. Is it Neil Armstrong getting to the moon? No, it's not that level of achievement.
No, I would say it's not.
It's not that level of achievement, but it's still, I mean, it's somewhere above, what's it above? I mean, Jordan only won 6 rings. This is 132. I mean, okay, so I'm not Neil Armstrong. All right. let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer, as we do every single Friday. And today we have a $50 gift card to give away today to Chickies and Pete's, brought to you by Bud Light, Homegate this weekend. With the Eagles game, with Bud Light and takeout from Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with football than ice-cold Bud Light and Chickies and Pete's. Order online at chickiesandpete's.com. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, and our contestant this week, his name is Jeff from Springfield. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm not great, Jeff, because I lost last week, and it takes a little bit of the pomp and circumstance of my pomp out of me. But I'm going to try to, you know, circumstance my way to a victory, if that makes any sense.
Well, it does. Confusing. Let's hope you start the NFL season off 0-2, and the Eagles get a win. Yeah. Win
boom.
Come in. We'll have a nice weekend.
Look, Jeff, which do you care more about, that you win or that the Eagles win?
Oh, well, I'd rather have an Eagles win for sure.
Okay, all right.
That is the correct answer.
Well, I mean, it's, so I don't really care that much about
that. What about you, Joe? What do you care more
about?
Listen,
Jeff spoke. That's it. Jeff, I'm stepping in the soundproof booth.
Well, good answer.
Jeff, you've already shown your stripes. You just don't care that much.
Yeah, he's a true Eagles fan.
All right, I see how it goes.
Go saunter on into the soundproof booth.
All right.
Yeah, he is sauntering, that's for sure. Jeff, I like this. You can tell Jeff listens to this segment. Jeff knows what he's doing here. This is good work, Jeff. And that was the correct answer. If anyone said they'd rather him beat the Hammer than the Eagles win, they should be thrown out of this studio. You know who I'm talking about. All right. Is he in the soundproof booth? He is entering the soundproof booth. Jeff, you ready to play a little Beat the Hammer?
Let's do it.
All right. Our category for the week. Last week we did Eagles week 1. This one we're spanning it out a little bit. We're so happy to have NFL football back. We're going to talk about current active NFL players is our category. All the answers will be active NFL players. Disclaimer, more for Joe's benefit than yours, but regular season stats only. Are you ready to roll?
Yep.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number 1. Lamar Jackson is one of 4 current quarterbacks who threw more than 30 touchdown passes last season. Name one of the other 3.
I'm sorry, did you say last season?
Last season.
More than 30 touchdown
30
passes?
Or more, excuse me.
Pass.
Only 2 current NFC East players have 50 or more career touchdowns. Name one of them.
NFC East. I'll go with Elliott.
Only 3 active players have scored 20 or more touchdowns in a season, and they are all running backs. Name one of them.
20 or more touchdowns. McCaffrey.
This NFC South player is the only active player who has led the league in receiving yards in 2 separate seasons. Name him.
Michael Thomas.
Who led the NFL in receptions last season?
I'm just going to run it back, Michael Thomas.
Lamar Jackson is one of four. Time's up.
Yep.
Okay, we got two. We got two. Jeff, not too bad. That'll play. It will play. I think he's got a chance.
Those are expansive.
Expansive and tough. Not ones the hammer certainly usually does great with. So we're going to put you on hold, Jeff. Wave the hammer back into the studio.
It would help if I didn't have the countdown, the official countdown timer on silent.
That would have helped. That would have helped. Good to know.
Now I've got it on.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
Sauntering back in. A chance to lose two in a row for the first time ever. Let's keep that in mind here.
I've never lost two in a row.
Never lost two in a row.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure of that.
I feel pretty confident.
I had a bad stretch.
I think you lost two out of three at one point, but it wasn't two in a row.
Yeah, I think I've lost two out of three maybe at least twice. Because I've had a couple bad stretches. But okay.
Hopefully this is one of those stretches.
Yep, I think we're right in the middle of one. Bad stretch.
You
bad
ready to
stretch
roll?
To camera.
Good God. All right. This Jeff in Springfield guy, how did he do? No
he
answers.
Was great.
John's got a big old smile on his face. Okay. James, what do we got here today?
We are talking, last week we did week one week one Eagles trivia. This week we're expanding it out. We're doing a little active NFL players trivia. So every answer will be an active NFL player.
Okay. Is Alshon Jeffrey an active NFL player?
Sure.
I figured. I just wanted to understand.
Yeah. Yes. The idea is if they're injured, whatever. The point is that they have to be on a team, essentially.
Okay.
And disclaimer, regular season stats only.
Regular season stats only, active NFL player. So maybe a Drew Brees question in here. Maybe.
I mean, he is an active NFL player.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. Here
maybe the active sack leader. Who is it?
All right. Time's
one
starting.
One of those kind of things.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
All right, let's roll.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Question number one. Lamar Jackson is one of four current quarterbacks who threw 30 or more touchdown passes last season. Name one of the other three.
Russell Wilson.
Only two current NFC East players have 50 or more career touchdowns. Name one of them.
NFC East, 50 or more touchdowns. I will pass.
Only three active players have scored 20 or more touchdowns in a season, and they are all running
back.
Say it again. Only three active players have scored 20 or more touchdowns in a season, and they are all running backs. Name one of them.
I'll say Ezekiel Elliott.
This NFC South player is the only active player who has led the league in receiving yards in two separate seasons. Name him.
Julio Jones.
Who led the NFL in receptions last season?
Last season was Michael Thomas, and the NFC East question, or whatever that was, I'm going to say Ezekiel Elliott.
It's not hitting, but there we go. So an easy 4-2 victory.
Bang.
For the hammer.
Bang. Bang, 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 bang. Thank you.
Bounce back. Give credit where due.
Woo!
Were the questions okay?
They were good.
Nothing to complain about this week.
I knew you had a that was one of those ones I could tell you're going to have to process.
It was a lot of stuff.
But I was able to process that. See, NFC South, I had it which division? I think we're talking Falcons and that ridiculous, stupid division. And so, because they got dumb teams down there.
So, for what it's worth, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott were the three other quarterbacks.
It's going to be Todd Gurley for 20 more TDs.
Todd
right?
Gurley.
Hold on, let me guess. Todd
guess
Gurley,
the other two.
David Johnson.
Those both correct, yes.
And then one more with 20 or more touchdowns. Did you specify which conference or anything?
No, nope, just all running backs.
20 or more touchdown, Gurley, Johnson, and I'll go with Derrick Henry.
Our own. LeSean McCoy.
Wow.
20 touchdowns. Wow. Also our own, the only two current NFC East players with 50 or more career touchdowns, it's Zeke Elliott and DeSean Jackson.
Wow.
The other
That's a good question. Those are good questions. Yeah! Victory, baby. And that's what you need. And this is I tell you every once in a while, paving the way, leading the way, follow the hammer to Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz and Fletcher Cox. Follow the hammer. You lost last week. So did I. I won today. So can you get it done on Sunday? With victory number 133.
Wow! Yeah!
Jeff in Springfield. Jeff, you did not so much today.
I'm very disappointed in my performance, but I'm humbled. I'll be back in the future.
I like it. Jeff fought. He got two. Who's there on him?
Well, Jeff had two, and the one
by
that
the way,
he
McCaffrey
missed
had
on McCaffrey,
19 touchdowns.
That was a great guess.
Yeah, it was. He had 19. It was so close.
Jeff, I will also be humble and say I though am not disappointed in your performance.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Jeff, I'll tell you what, because you seem like a good guy, you listen to the show, all that sort of stuff. Jeff, we're going to give you the $50 gift card at Chickie's and Pete's so you can enjoy $50 worth of food from Chickie's and Pete's.
Oh, thanks. This I really Sunday appreciate for the game.
We're going to put you on hold, Jeff, so we can get your information. Let's shut that music off.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Very happy with myself right there. Very, very pleased.
It was a good bounce back. I'll give you credit. I'm just happy I don't have to deal with him yelling at me about my questions. It's a win for me.
All right, up ahead, we were asked earlier this week by a caller to dig up, because, you know, it's going to be Wentz versus Goff on Sunday, to dig up Carson. And someone called in, not a huge, you know, fan of what Carson's put on the field in recent years. Carson's scouting report from the draft. I thought, you know, and John found one scouting report, and I found another. And I thought, you know, let's save it for Friday. It's going to be Wentz versus Goff. And let's focus on some of the things the scouting report, when Wentz was a draft-eligible player, it said Wentz needs to work on. And we'll apply that to what we've seen from him and how he's doing with some of those categories. We'll hit that up ahead next. We'll rock all the calls. Again, the Phils with another bad loss yesterday. Reaction on that. And the Eagles and the Rams, a really important game coming up on Sunday. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.